pop. That's what I want.
Trib Life Radio presents Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman. On the road featuring local WPIAL teams.
We're ready to do tour days in 110 degree heat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move.
Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman on Trib Live Radio.
We've got Monday Night Football and Monday Night Lights here with Trib Live Radio. Welcome to the Sports Grill in Cranberry, and thanks for joining us. When you talk about the Steelers and the Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans, you've got a school and an organization that have a deep and rich history, especially when it comes to football. Not only does Steelers owner Dan Rooney play for the Trojans back in the late 40s, early 1950s, he was a second-team All-Catholic League quarterback behind a guy who was a Hall of Famer, Johnny Unitas of St. Justin's up in Mount Washington. Not only that, we have Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert. Kevin Colbert is a North Catholic graduate. Another guy who works for the Steelers, Tyrone Ryan, a former star running back for the Trojans. And tonight, here on Trib Live Radio, featured with the Monday Night Lights, are the Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans. And we are joined tonight by Trojans coach Jason Gilden and his four senior captains, Thaddeus Benson, Jake Sauter, Eric Taylor, and Vishon Graham. So thanks for joining us here. If you're in the audience, feel free to come up to the table here to my left, where we have the chance to spin the wheel and win some prizes with Trib Live Radio. It's as simple as coming up and saying hello to Shaylin, Nathan, or Brandon up here on the left. They have T-shirts, koozies, bottle openers, and hand clappers that you can get for free by simply downloading the Trib Live Radio app on your iPhone, which also is for free. So come on up here, download the app, spin the wheel, win a prize with Trib Live Radio. Thanks for joining us on the show. As I do every week, we start the show with game balls and helmet stickers. So we're going to give out our helmet stickers, starting with the South Fayette Lions, who scored a 37-0 victory over the previously undefeated Steel Valley Ironmen in the Class AA Century Conference. South Fayette running its win streak to 38 games, which ties Greensburg for the third longest streak in WPL history, behind only Braddock, which had 48 wins from 1955 to 60, and Clairton, which recently set a state record with 66 consecutive wins from 2009 to 13. The Lions are 6-0, and they have beaten every opponent by at least 35 points. Game ball. Penn Trafford quarterback Brett LeFoon. He completed 13 of 14 passes for 236 yards and 3 touchdowns and a 42-7 win over Hempfield, breaking the school record set in 1995 by Tony Zimmerman. LeFoon now has 53 career touchdown passes, big for the senior quarterback. Helmet stickers go out to the Belvarian Leopards, who ran their record to 6-0 with an exciting 13-12 victory over Ringgold on that Vegas gold turf at James Weir Stadium. A block punt by Derek Verkleeren midway through the fourth quarter set up Mike Pine's 4-yard touchdown run to seal that victory in the Big Ten Conference in Class AAA. Game ball goes to Pine Richland sophomore quarterback Phil Jerkovic, who rushed for 233 yards and passed for 258 yards in a 35-28 victory over Seneca Valley, marking the fifth time in six games this season that Jerkovic has rushed for over 100 yards and passed for over 100 yards in the same game, and the first time this year that he's gone over 200 in the same game in both categories, rushing and passing. Helmet sticker, and here's one, a sentimental helmet sticker. Sarah Catholic kicker Alex Grace, last year against West Green, missed a 28-yarder for the win. This year he comes back and makes three field goals, 37-19, and a game winner from 33 yards as time expires in a 16-14 victory over Riverview. Big kick for Alex Grace from Sarah Catholic. Game ball goes to Edgar Perilla of Mount Lebanon, who had a 98-yard interception return for a touchdown that sealed the Blue Devils' 31-20 victory over Quad Central rival Bethel Park and helped the Blue Devils improve to 6-0. Helmet stickers, and I think North Catholic guys are going to appreciate this one. Helmet stickers to the Bishop Canavan Crusaders for knocking off fourth-ranked and previously undefeated Avonworth 35-28 on Saturday. Quarterback Austin Scott had 123 yards passing and two touchdowns, including a 43-yarder to Amon Bridgette in the fourth quarter to seal that victory. And that is who North Catholic Trojans play next on this Friday at Avonworth. A big game for them. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And finally, a game ball goes to North Catholic quarterback Eric Taylor, who joins us here tonight. He was a perfect 7-7 for 116 yards, two touchdowns, a 21-yarder to Khalil Weathers, and a 14-yarder to Dominic Cervanti. And he also ran for touchdowns of 46 and 1 yard in a 50-7 victory over Fort Cherry Friday to run Cardinal World North Catholic's record to 6-0. Well, we got some more things to talk about. Jason Gilden will be joining us here momentarily, the North Cardinal World North Catholic head coach. A couple comments I want to make. One is my column for tomorrow is so much for sportsmanship. Only 1 week, less than 1 week, after Wilkinsburg and Manessen's game ended in a third-quarter fight, those two schools were called to the WPL offices, and both were placed on probation. Several players were suspended in that game. Less than a week later, Central Valley and Newcastle, a benches-clearing brawl, a midfield melee after the Central Valley players were jumping up and down on the Newcastle logo. The Newcastle players, the Red Hurricanes, took exception, rushed the field. A brawl ensued, and we saw punches being thrown, players being tackled. They will meet with the WPIL, or they filed a report with the WPIL today and will receive a verdict from the WPIL Board of Directors tomorrow morning. But once again, four schools rich in history, rich in tradition. When you talk about Wilkinsburg, the very first WPIL football champion from 1914 to 1916, the Tigers won the first three WPIL football titles. Manessen won its first WPIL football championship in 1930. Newcastle has the most victories in WPIL history with 717. And Central Valley, since merging Manaca and Center in 2010, has played for the WPL Class AAA Championship three times, winning twice, including last year when they also went to the state final. Four schools, their players have embarrassed their program with their behavior. They have embarrassed the alums who played there before them, the rich tradition and storied history of those programs. They should be ashamed for not playing for the name on the front of the jersey and acting foolishly one time during a game, another time before the game. Personally, I hope the WPL comes down on them and sends a message that sportsmanship comes first. That's something I'd like to see. We've got some great games coming up this weekend. You have number one in Quad A, Woodland Hills, plays host to number one in Triple A, West Allegheny, a team that beat Woodland Hills 42-41 in overtime last season. Now the Indians have to go and play at the Wolverina. That's going to be your game of the week, not only in the Tribune Review, but also on Root Sports. Check that game out on Friday night on Root Sports. But, you know, we're going to have Coach Gilden here join us in a moment. We're going to take a quick break if we can. Producer Josh Taylor's got me on this one. But you're listening to Monday Night Lights from the Sports Grill in Cranberry right here on Freedom Road. Come join us. Get some great food and drinks with our friendly owner, Sean Pregabon. They've got a great atmosphere at the Sports Grill. And the Monday Night Lights are followed by Monday Night Football, where the Steelers play the San Diego Chargers. So come out and join us here at the Sports Grill, and thanks so much for listening to Trib Live Radio.
The Robert Morris Colonials take to the brand-new Joe Walton Stadium turf in Moon Township six times in 2015. Season, group, and individual game tickets are on sale now. New ticket prices for the 2015 football season are in effect and offer many group opportunities for Colonial fans to come out and support their favorite team. Season tickets start at just $40. Individual game tickets start at $10 if you buy in advance and $12 day of game. There are also special discounts for kids, seniors, and military. There will be several promotional giveaways and fireworks following the October 24th game against Duquesne. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit rmutickets.com or call the RMU ticket office at 412-397-4949.
Pop, that's what I want.
Trib Live Radio presents Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman. On the road featuring local WPIAL teams.
We've been through 2 days and 110
sure you ain't.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move.
Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman on Trib Live Radio.
Well, Trib Live Radio has Tomlin Tuesdays. We have Monday Night Lights with Jason Gilden and the Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans, who are undefeated 6-0 at this point in the season, have a big game coming up against Avonworth on Friday night, one that has a big meaning for the Trojans, not just because of what's on the line this season, but because of some past history. And if you remember Jason Gilden, the one thing that he can always own, even if somebody else is wearing his number 92 nowadays, James Harrison, Jason Gilden remains the Steelers' all-time leader in career sacks. 77 sacks for Jason Gilden, who played outside linebacker for the Steelers from 1994 to 2003. I also see, Coach Gilden, here that you, according to my research, you also own a first among defensive players for defensive touchdowns scored, three touchdowns. Did you have a touchdown celebration dance? I mean, was this something that, you know, was, is that a spontaneous thing when you're a defensive player, or what did you do when you scored those TDs? We're having some technical difficulties here. Let me read off a couple statistics for Coach Gilden here while we fix his headset. 158 games played, 77 sacks, which ranks first in Steelers history, 371 career tackles, 126 assisted tackles, 15 forced fumbles, which ranks fifth in Steeler history, 11 fumble recoveries for 82 yards, and also three touchdowns, which ranks first. The Steelers are playing at San Diego tonight on Monday Night Football, and we're talking with here with a three-time Pro Bowl selection, a one-time first-team All-Pro selection, who had one of his breakthrough games early in his career in 1996 against the Chargers. Jason Gilden, seven tackles, two sacks, a forced fumble, and a 16-3 win over the Chargers. And a few years later, also had a chance to get a sack against the guy who's going to be starting at quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, one Michael Vick. That's going to be one that a little bit of a throwback for Jason Gilden, who will join us here momentarily. His Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans are 6-0 overall, 5-0 in the Black Hills of Ohio Valley Conference. They are averaging 45.5 points per game, are allowing only 5 points a game. They have not allowed more than 7 points in a game this season. They held the WPIL's leading passer to 103 yards, sacked him five times, and returned an interception for a touchdown against Riverside and Jason Dambaugh. And they faced the WPIL's leading passer again this week and Avonworth Zach Chandler. But, Jason, can you talk about what that means to you, for one, to own the Steelers' sack record? Well, and that's something that's kind of a badge of honor in your career.
Well, you know, if you look at all the great players who've played here for this organization, it's definitely an honor for me to be just on that list of those great names. Coming here out of Oklahoma State, I just wanted to make the team.
Yeah.
And just looking back at that moment to be able to go on and play here for 10 years, it was a great time for me.
You came to the Steelers at a time when their linebacker core involved Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, LaVon Kirkland. Was there another? I mean, that's
Chad Brown.
And Chad Brown. I mean, there were four guys that were all Pro Bowl caliber players. How hard was it just to crack the lineup when you came in as a rookie?
It was very hard. I'm looking back at that, and let alone just learning, trying to learn what to do. But looking at those guys out there, and they were all at the top of the game at that time. So, it was very hard to crack the lineup. But at the same time, I consider myself fortunate because I was able to sit behind those guys and really learn the position and learn how to play it well.
How much empathy do you have then for the first-round draft picks that the Steelers have invested in with Jarvis Jones and Bud Dupree and Ryan Shazier, guys that are coming in and almost having to start immediately? How much do you look at those guys saying it was a lot different when you came to the Steelers?
Well, it was, and I look at those guys, and I can understand the struggles that they have at times, because what we do there for the Pittsburgh Steelers as linebacker is very detailed. It could be very complicated if you're not used to doing that sort of thing. So I definitely can look at those guys and show them some patience, because it takes time to be able to to run that defense and run it well. And, you know, unfortunately, being high draft picks, they don't necessarily get that time to go out there and do it. They're expected to know it right now. So,
and getting the signing bonus so they get his first-round draft picks, they're not getting any sympathy from the veterans either.
They can't sit on the back burner. They have to go out there and perform right now. So I understand.
When you see the Steelers, a guy that we mentioned you sacked in a game that ended up in a 34-all tie. In 2002, you sacked Michael Vick. You know, 13 years later, here he is. He must have been a first- or second-year player going back then. Here he is now playing for the Steelers. What's that like for you to think, boy, that was a long time ago, and here he is, at age 35, running
the
show?
Well, it does date me a little bit, but, you know, looking back, it was a great time. Michael, he's always been an explosive player, and I think right now we're going to need him to kind of turn back the clock and bring us some of that out on the field tonight against San Diego. But, looking back when I played, we did have a lot of good quarterbacks and a lot of great quarterbacks. And, you know, the thing I can remember was almost every week it was a different style.
Yeah.
So kept you on your game.
How about for you a career highlight or memory that you take with you that is something that you can always pride yourself on, or that always is something that kind of reminds you of your Steelers days and puts a smile on your face?
Well, I can always look back at the first, I believe I can only recall this moment. It's probably the first time that I actually got to play in a meaningful game. We were at Three Rivers. We were playing the Dolphins. And it was a very close game, so I really wasn't expecting to see a lot of playing time on the defensive side of the ball. But sure enough, sitting there watching the game, and heard Coach Lewis call my name, and he put me in the game. And you know, here I am, a young guy out here in a close game. The only thing I think of is, you know, don't mess up.
That's probably what he would say.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, I went out and I recorded my first sack that day against Dan Marino. And I'm looking back and being a young guy, my career could have ended there and I would have been happy, you know. So that's one of those moments I kind of take with me.
Well, being with the way you played, his career could have ended there as well. That's a possibility. The way you treated quarterbacks, you weren't too kind to them. You have that tradition, that history with the Steelers. Cardinal World North Catholic has a deep tradition and history with the Steelers as well. Mm-hmm. We mentioned at the top of the show, Dan Rooney played quarterback there. Kevin Colbert, the general manager, attended North Catholic play there. Ty Ryan is part of the front office. He played running back there. There is a deep connection between the Steelers and the school. When Cardinal World North Catholic moved its campus from Troy Hill to Cranberry, after Coach Ravenstahl, who was the coach of the year in the state 2 years ago, he retires, they turn to a former Steeler and make him the head coach. You had 1 year of coaching at Peters Township with Rich Piccinini and 3 years coaching at Seneca Valley with Don Hall. What was it about this job that you wanted to pursue it and that you felt this was the right fit for you to be a first-time head coach in the WPIL?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, it was a moment that I can recall vividly. I was actually interviewing in the interview process at Seneca Valley for the head coaching job, and second interview, so I got the call back. And driving home from the second interview, I heard on the radio that this job had came open. And at that moment, you know, I had to stop, and I knew it was my time to make that transition from a position coach to a head coach. I just didn't know where. Seneca Valley was definitely on the radar. This job was, to me, a dream job, to be able to coach, like you said, a school that has that's rich in tradition, a lot of alumni who still are part of the program. And like I said, it was a dream job. Didn't think I was going to get it. You know, like I said, I was in that process with Seneca Valley, but I can remember driving home and having the moment to say a prayer and say, you know what? I said, "Dear Lord, if you want me to have this job, you're going to have to make it available, because I'm in the process right now. I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing." And sure enough, it worked out that way. It was one of those things to where I was able to get out of the process of actually they turned me down to Seneca Valley.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to apply at Cardinal World, and I got the job. And it was one of those things. I kind of look at that moment and say, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be, and it worked out that way.
The connection runs even deeper that you have a son, King Gildan, who plays for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the son of Joey Porter.
Yes.
He plays for you.
Yeah.
You have the son of Steelers coach Mike Tomlin, who plays for you.
Yeah.
What is that like to have?
Don't forget we have Thaddeus Benson.
Thaddeus Benson, whose dad, Troy Benson played at Pitt,
mm-hmm.
played for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
In fact, I was saving this for the Thaddeus Benson introduction, but his dad, Troy Benson, played at Pitt from 1981 to 84, ranks ninth in school history with 351 tackles, and spent four seasons with the New York Jets. I looked all that up before we got here. But you have a chance to coach some guys with Steelers connections as well. What's that like to be coaching guys that were either contemporaries or colleagues or guys that you know from the NFL?
Well, I like it. You know, it allows me to be very honest with the kids, as well as because I do have a certain relationship with their parents. Very transparent in what we do, and, you know, there's no your parents are. There won't be any favoritism that way as well. So I like it, and I think the parents appreciate that approach.
It hasn't hurt, though, that Michael Tomlin's son got touchdowns in the last two games in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's helped the cause that he has the ability to get into the end zone, but he's also
it helps that they tend to be pretty good athletes, so that does help on that side of it. And Mike, we call him Dino.
Yeah,
you know he's a young kid, has tremendous upside, and you know when you have guys like Dino and JJ, Joey's little son, and you know Thad, who has a younger brother Seth, who's our starting center. My son, you just revel in an opportunity to just throw those guys out there and, you know, see what you got.
On the flip side, when you were at Seneca Valley, your older son played against you.
Yes.
When he was at North Allegheny.
Yes.
How difficult was that? Because I know that was something that – it was a story that I wanted to write, and I don't think you guys wanted any part of that, because that's a pretty fierce rivalry for one. And that's got to be tough coaching against your kid.
It was, but you know what? I've tried to coach my son Jason before, and it didn't really work out well. And so I was happy that he was happy there at NA, and they had, you know, he was part of a state championship team there, and he had a nice run there at NA. So I was very happy for him. I told him the only game that I wouldn't be root for him was when they played us, and I'm pretty sure he understood why.
And you beat him his senior year, didn't you?
We did.
How did that go in the household after that?
It wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was, you know, he still flashed the ring on me, so he kind of brought me back down to earth. So that's how that went.
Did you tell him, hey, I'll be the outside linebacker, you play quarterback, let's reenact some things here. Well, let's talk about the North Catholic Trojans. Cardinal World North Catholic, you guys are 6-0, 5-0, and I'm looking at the scores of these games. I'm going to read them off here just to make a little bit of an impression. Northgate, 33-7 victory. Chartiers-Houston, 35-7 victory. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 49-0. Brentwood, 41-6. Riverside, 65-3. Fort Cherry, 50-7. And let me back this up by saying Fort Cherry and Brentwood are two traditionally proud programs. Riverside had the WPIL's leading passer, a guy who only a week earlier had passed for 551 yards and set a WPIL record. You guys have been pretty impressive on the field. What's that been like in year one to have a team that's played so dominant?
Well, you know, it's great for a first-year coach to be able to come in and, you know, have – a great guy, group of guys like the guys we have here sitting in front of me to run out there on Friday nights. You know, we've been very fortunate in a lot of areas. You know, quarterback was one. We had a kid transfer in, kind of landed in our lap. And I know at the high school level, it's very important to have a guy you can put out there on Friday nights to run your system. And we were very fortunate enough to have that. And you know, couple that with guys who were coming back, that is Benson and Vashawn Graham, and, you know, have another kid like Jake Sauter transfer in. You know, we've been very blessed in that sense to have not only talent, but just genuinely good kids that, you know, embraced us as a staff and was ready to go out there and lay it on the line. Because, you know, I've seen it before, and, you know, it could have went either way. You know, we're a new staff. These kids are used to, you know, the staff that they had, used to doing things a certain way, and could have had that friction coming in. But we were fortunate we didn't have that, and we were able to just hit the ground running and go out there and have some success.
Well, only 2 years ago, Cardinal World North Catholic not only won the WPIL championship at Heinz Field, but went on to win the state title at Hershey at the Class A level. They were 27-1 the last two seasons, reached the WPIL semifinals, losing to Avonworth, an Avonworth team you play this Friday night. But I was going to ask you, how much did you have any holdover from the previous staff? I know Troy Benson would be one guy that was on that staff. Did you have any holdovers on the staff, and has that helped you at all, having anybody?
Coach Benson was the only holdover we had from the previous staff. I was diligent in my search as far as who I wanted to hire on my staff, and he was one guy that, you know, since, you know, doesn't help, doesn't hurt. I mean, that he had two boys who were pretty good, and he wanted to be a part of the team. But he's the only holdover. I was able to pretty much bring in my own staff. And
who are those guys?
I brought Coach Larry Wanderoos, who I coached with at Seneca Valley. Coach Patrick O'Shea, who also coached with the Seneca Valley. Tyrell Sells is another holdover from Seneca Valley.
He's also a former Butler and Penn State football star, mm-hmm. who I covered back when he was playing.
Yeah. And then we had we were very fortunate to get the Coach Barry Murray and Coach Jay Bell, who are also from Seneca Valley, who coached the ninth grade team there. And then you put those guys with, like say, Coach Benson, Coach Robbie Lombardo, and Coach Pete Gonzalez, who's a long time. Him and Coach Lombardo, we go back a ways as far as friendship. But I've known Pete and Coach Lombardo for a while.
Is this the same Pete Gonzalez that played for Pitt?
Mm-hmm. And Pitt
played for the Steelers,
yes.
Quarterback.
Same Pete.
Pitt fans will remember him for his heroics. I think it was a 5-touchdown game against West Virginia.
And I think he was the last Pitt quarterback to beat Miami as well. So he was
the Thursday night football game on ESPN, if I'm not mistaken. So we're throwing our memory back here. But given that you weren't with Cardinal World North Catholic last year, how much are you maybe gaining from the kids what this game Friday night means to them?
I think I'm gaining a lot. They've really made me aware of what it means, this game. This is a rivalry game for them. It's the last team that they lost to. Yeah. And so they've definitely been bringing me up to speed going into this game. And now that the week here, we play Friday, now the time has come. So I've learned a lot from them. I learned that it's one of those teams. And I think it's great for high school football to have that aspect of having an actual rival, as long as it's kept, you know, in the competitive spirit of the game.
Yeah, that's something we're dealing with in the WPIL right now. Real quick, I wanted to ask you about the PIAA expansion to 6 classifications, which passed last Wednesday with an overwhelming majority vote, 26-4. The lone holdouts were the 3 WPIL reps and the City League reps. So Western Pennsylvania, Southwestern PA was really surrounded in that one. Where do you think Cardinal World North Catholic will fall? Because right now, in terms of enrollment, you're one of the smallest schools in Class A. Mm-hmm. But you do have a 70-acre campus. You do have room for more students. That's something that growth is, I think, a priority for Cardinal World North Catholic. Do you expect to play Class A, Class AA, Class AAA? Where do you think you'll fall in the new realignment?
Well, hopefully we've been classified in this alignment as a single A team. I believe it's a two-year alignment. So hopefully in the next 2 years, you know, if all goes well, if we continue to grow like anticipated, I can see us, you know, at the 3A level, if not bigger. I think we're in the prime position. We're between, you know, North Allegheny, Mars, Pine Richland, And we're just waiting for, you know, those kids who may not want to go to a bigger school, who want a good Catholic education to come give us a try. So I think within the next 2 years, hopefully we'll be at that 3A, 4A level.
That's Jason Gilden's thoughts on the PIAA expansion. We're here at the Sports Grill in Cranberry, right on Freedom Road. Monday Night Lights, followed by Monday Night Football. Jason Gilden and the Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans are here. The Trojans' four senior captains will be joining us next. I'm Trib columnist Kevin Gorman. You're listening to Trib Live Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on Trib Live Radio, don't miss Wrestling Reality with Justin Labar, brought to you by Gladiators of the Cage, online at GOTCMMA.com. Justin talks to the biggest stars in the WWE and brings you the latest scoop in the world of wrestling. Plus, he takes your calls every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Wrestling Reality on Trib Live Radio, brought to you by Gladiators of the Cage. Follow them on Twitter at GladiatorMMA412.
That's what I want.
Trib Live Radio presents Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman. On the road featuring local WPIAL teams.
We're ready to do tour days in 110 degree heat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move.
Monday Night Lights with Kevin Gorman on Trib Live Radio.
Welcome back to Monday Night Lights on Trib Live Radio. We got a festive atmosphere here at the Sports Grill in Cranberry, right here on Freedom Road. They're decorated for Halloween. They're ready to watch Monday Night Football, Steelers at Chargers. And we're here with the Cardinal World North Catholic Trojans. And the Trojans have a big game, Coach Gilden, with Avonworth. You're visiting Avonworth on Friday. This is one that could go a long way toward deciding the conference championship, but also a little bit of revenge on the mind for the players. How do you keep them focused on the task at hand, which is winning the conference, and not worry so much about, you know, avenging last season's loss in the semifinals?
Well, I always tell these guys, the most important game is our next game. We don't look back, we don't look forward. We always keep our eyes on the team right in front of us. And we don't have time to, worried about anything that has to do with revenge. We're taking it 1 week at a time, faceless opponent. We just have to go out and play the way we play.
Well, you have a guy who, speaking of coaching former players and their sons, you have a guy in senior linebacker tight end Thaddeus Benson. He goes 6'2", 220. And I guess the way you kind of put it is he speaks softly but carries a big stick.
Yeah, that's him. That's Thad. He's kind of he's our resident quiet guy. But, you know, he lets his play do his talking for him on the field.
Well, now you're going to have to do a little talking with me, Thad. Thanks so much for joining us here. Let's go to that Avonworth game. You're playing against the quarterback who leads the WPIAA on passing, Zach Chandler from Avonworth. He has passed for 1,893 yards, 20 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. You guys didn't get to play against him last year. He had a knee injury, missed most of the regular season. So this is a guy you probably haven't played against since maybe his freshman season, if you even recall that. But you've already played against the leading passer once, and Jason Dambaugh from Riverside knocked him out of the game. This is a guy who size-wise is very comparable to your quarterback, Eric Taylor. But what's the game plan for getting to him, getting to Zach Chandler?
Well, we watched a lot of film today, and I think we've put together a pretty good game plan. We see they have a lot of tendencies that we're going to try and look at. And as far as their line goes, we definitely have the kind of players who are big, athletic, strong, that we think they can bring some pressure. I mean, Jake Sauter right here is definitely one of those guys who I think can probably come up with some big plays against their line, and we'll just keep him in the pocket. Should be all right.
When you talk about pressure, you have a coach who is the Steelers' all-time leader in sacks. Is that a big part of your defense, is getting pressure on the quarterback? Is that something that you guys pride yourselves in and something that is a real objective for the Trojans?
Oh, definitely. I mean, blitzing is one of the biggest parts of our defense. Pretty much every play we have something called, some sort of stunt. They're never going to know where it's coming from, so that's good, but we're never just going to sit back and let it happen.
Well, they went back in the day they used to call Pittsburgh Blitzburg when you played for the Steelers. Now you guys are out in Cranberry, maybe they'll call it Blitzberry. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully maybe something like that sticks, but it sounds more like a kid's cereal than anything. But is that something to me? Thaddeus, your dad played for Pitt. He played for the New York Jets. He's one of the Pitt's top 10 leading tacklers. How much of about the game have you gotten from him? How much is that something that's been passed along, how to play the position, how to play the game in the style that he did?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, sometimes after practice, my dad comes and talks to me, and I'm just kind of telling him, all right, I need a little break now. I mean, we just had practice, you know, and he's always given me a lot of tips. I think my play definitely comes a lot from him, and I thank him a lot for all the stuff that he's taught me about football. I definitely wouldn't be the player I am without him.
And your brother Seth is also the starting center. What's it like to have a brother who plays such a different position?
I mean, we talk about it a lot, and a lot of the time I'm not on the field for offense, so it's almost a little bit weird that he's on there, and then we're switching up. I honestly never expected him to start sophomore year. So when he did, I mean, it was really awesome for him, and it just kind of came out of nowhere for me. But it's been great this season playing with him, and I'm glad since it's my last year that we're going to get to play together.
That's nice to get the two brothers out there playing together, and you're getting to play with a lot of guys who also have brothers on the team, so that helps form a family bond. That's Thaddeus Benson, senior linebacker, tight end, 6'2", 220. He's a guy to keep an eye on. Also getting some looks. Thad, real quick, what kind of schools are looking at you?
The two schools that I've talked to right now are Cornell and Princeton.
So you get the Ivy League looks. Yep. Got some pretty good grades.
Yeah.
So the Ivy League looks are Ivy League schools are giving Thaddeus Benson a look. Give him a follow. Follow him out there on Friday nights with the North Catholic Trojans. Thanks so much for joining us, Thaddeus.
No problem.
Mashawn Graham is up next. He's a wide receiver, free safety, a 6'2", 215-pound senior. And he's one of those guys where Coach Gildan said about him, if we could fill out our roster with Mashawn Graham's, we'd be a pretty good football team with the work ethic and attitude that he brings to the team. Coach, how much does that mean to especially a first-year coach to have a guy whose work ethic and attitude are exemplary?
I mean, it's invaluable, you know, just to have Mashawn on the team. You know, he was one of those kids that from day one he just bought in. You know, he was really one of those kids that was like, you know what, whatever it is that you guys want to do, I'm willing to get it done. And that's been his approach, and it's been an infectious approach because he has that type of effect on people around him. So it's been great just having him on the team.
And it doesn't hurt that he averages 18 yards a carry either.
Yeah.
I mean, 18 yards a reception. I'm sorry, Mashawn. But, Mashawn, can you talk a little bit about what this Avonworth game means to you guys? Because last year, here you are, the defending WPI on state champions, riding a 27-game win streak, and you get upset in the semifinals. And I think that's that message. Don't look ahead. Avonworth might have been caught looking ahead this past weekend when they lost to Bishop Canavan on Saturday night. How much are you guys looking at this game, not as a revenge game, but as a game to kind of get a chance to continue this win streak that you're on right now?
All of us, you know, we're really focused on this game for 3 years or at least 4 years of my high school career since I've been at the Troy Hill and at North Catholic. And, I mean, I still don't like him myself, and I'm pretty sure everybody who I play with, we don't like him. We all have, like, this rage towards each other, and it causes us to, like, go at it and have a big war. Every time we go on the field, it's a total of destruction of everything that's on the field.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you're a guy that lives in Stanton Heights. When you started the schools in Troy Hill, what's it like to come out to this new campus in Cranberry? What's that like for you? Not just the travel-wise, but what's it like to go to a big, brand-new school?
You know, the old Troy Hill at North Catholic, the Troy Hill at North Catholic, it's a really small school. And coming up to a big school like the CWNC, the new school that they built, it's a really big difference. I can see that they put a lot of hard work into it, and I can see, like, it is really different.
What as a student really separates this new school from the old? I mean, in terms of, I know that you're talking a 70-acre campus, but inside the building, you know, if you were to tell somebody to go to North Catholic, what are some things you'd say, hey, this is what's really great about coming to this new school, never mind the commute, this is why it's worth it?
Well, for one thing, I can give them from props for doing is that they build on a new chapel, and I think it's very beautiful. It's probably one of the most greatest, like, places inside the school building. You know, they built everything's pretty good. Like, the bigger gym is bigger than the one they had at Troy Hill. Bigger auditorium, everything's, like, more bigger than we had at the old school, and it's, like, more greater than what we had.
It's a phenomenal school.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Beautiful school. I've been there. I was there for the introduction of Jason Gildan as the head coach, actually, as we speak about it. With What has it been like to be a student at this transitional time at Cardinal Ward North Catholic, where not only the name change, a little bit of a color scheme change with the uniforms, but also winning a state championship, the WPIL championship, and then moving to the new campus? I mean, that's a lot of change during your high school career, but a lot of it is exciting things, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not bragging about it. I mean, I think it's very good. I mean, there's nothing really different about it, because overall, it's still the same thing. You're still at the same school. With the, all that's different is that the new students that come in and all the rules and that they change during the school. And I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing is when you're playing at North Catholic at every school in the WPIL, the eye is on Heinz Field at the end of the season. How sweet was that experience, and how much do you want to get back?
Yeah, I really want to get back there. That's one of our main goals, but what we have to focus on is that what we want to focus on is that during each game and each week, we focus on that team. And that's every time we go against a team, all we want is to beat this team. We don't care about Heinz Field, but we have to work our way up to get there. Because if we, like I said before, if we overlook things, we're not going to get anything done. There's going to be many bad consequences if we ever do that again.
All right, thanks so much for joining us. That's Vashawn Graham, a 6'2", 215-pound wide receiver free safety for the Cardinal Ward North Catholic Trojans. And Jake Sauter is up next. He's a 6'3", 245-pound offensive tackle and defensive end. Thanks so much, Vashawn. Jake is a guy that Coach Gilden called a very smart kid who approaches his position from that standpoint, a very technical guy. Jake, you're a guy that As Thad said earlier, you're a guy that likes to bring some of that pain, but you also do a lot of the dirty work on the offensive line. What's that like for you to have a chance to kind of be one of the anchors on the line on offense, but then defensively to be able to get at it on the other side of the ball?
It's a lot of fun being in the trenches. It's interesting being coached on both sides of the ball because it gives me an advantage on both offense and defense. I know as a defensive player what I'm trying to do to an offensive player. As an offensive player, I know how I'm trying to block the defensive player, so it's just definitely helped me out.
We're here at the Sports Grill in Cranberry on Freedom Road. It's Monday Night Lights with the North Catholic Trojans. Trojans coach Jason Gilden with us. Coach, what can you tell us about Jake? What has he meant to your team? You're a first-year guy, and you inherit a guy with his size and his tenacity. How much has that meant to you?
It's great. You know, like I said, when you come in to a new situation, you look for certain things. You know, you look for kids like Vashawn, then you look for kids like Jake, the intense kids who, you know they're going to bring it. You don't have to say much to get them going. They're always ready, and they just bring that certain edge to your program. So it's been awesome having Jake part of the team.
Jake, you're a guy that transferred last year as a junior from North Allegheny. You experienced what it was like to be at a quad A school. Now you're at a Class A school. What's the difference in the football? Is there much of a difference, or is it more just a matter of the roster sizes? I mean, North Allegheny probably has more than twice as many football players on its roster than you do at Cardinal Ward North Catholic.
The sophomore class is probably as big as our whole team.
Did you hear that? Jason Gill just said North Allegheny sophomore class is as big as Cardinal Ward North Catholic's entire team. But what has that been like for you to play both styles of football?
You know, when it comes down to it, the talent level is the same. It's honestly just a roster thing. They just have more depth in their roster. But we have, you know, the same size guys, the same level of skill. It's a challenge in both conferences for sure.
The one thing I overheard you say earlier was you were kind of arguing with your quarterback, Eric Taylor, that he said he was down to 235. And you said, there's no way you weigh that much less than me. What's it like to be a guy blocking for a quarterback that size, knowing that, in you know, if he was a little less athletic, he might be playing the bookend tackle for you?
It's a whole lot of fun because I know that, you know, me and my line are going to be blocking for him, and he's a big back to be running the option, and he's definitely difficult to take down in the pocket. So it takes some stress off of us because if we miss an assignment or something like that, we know that he can handle himself back there.
He's like having Big Ben back there. Jake, what are some of the schools looking at you?
Bucknell and West Point are showing the most interest, but I've got a lot of Ivy League interest and Patriot League interest, too.
Another bright guy for the Cardinal Ward North Catholic Trojans. Thanks so much, Jake Sauter, 6'3", 245-pound offensive tackle, defensive end. Our last guest is the quarterback, Eric Taylor. He's a 6'3", 200-and-something pounder. We're just going to go with whatever you say, Eric, because you're bigger than I am. So I'm not going to argue with you, but you're a guy that last year played at the Lindsley School in West Virginia, transferred and played basketball to Baum Academy in the city, but this year ended up at Cardinal World North Catholic. What has that been like for you to come to this new school and get to experience some of the tradition and the history and the new campus that they have?
Well, Cardinal World North Catholic has been a school that I've wanted to go to for some time now. And the fact that I've got the chance to go there was just overwhelming. And going to the school and the kids and the team and the new coach, they just embraced me, and it made me feel like I was part of the family.
And, you know, I asked Jason Gilden this a little earlier about having a guy who can run and throw, which you can do both. But he said you're not so much a dual-threat quarterback as much as a guy who can run. Jason, tell us a little bit about me. This is a guy who has all the tools to be a drop-back quarterback, right?
He does. I think the one thing Eric displays every Friday night that given the opportunity, he can make all the throws. He has a very live arm. He can definitely spin the ball. I think the plus is that if you need a guy to get those yards for you when they count, he can do that as well. But he's not the typical dual threat quarterback from that standpoint. He's a guy that, to me, he's a complete quarterback. He can throw it. He's very smart in his approach, but don't take it lightly, because he definitely can tuck it up there and get those yards for you as well.
Eric Taylor has about 700-plus yards passing, 11 touchdowns, also has rushed for 260-plus yards, 6 touchdowns, averaging more than 7.5 yards a carry for the Trojans this season. Eric, you know, what's that like for you? I mean, you're a big guy back there. The quarterback for the other side, Zach Chandler, goes about 6'4", 2.25 as well. So you got two big guys playing quarterback at the Class A level, where at a lot of schools, if you weren't so athletic, you might be offensive lineman. How much were you worried about that, you know, being at your size, or did you feel like your arm would kind of do the talking for you?
I kind of felt like my arm would do the talking for me. I mean, I knew coming into the school I was going to have to compete for the starting position, and I was up for the challenge.
The one thing I've been wanting to ask you guys is, what is it like to play for Jason Gilden, a guy that you probably knew about playing for the Steelers, but a defensive reputation?
The Ravens fan, so we won't hold that against
him. He's a Ravens fan?
He's a Ravens
fan. You might have just got yourself in some trouble. It's a good thing this is they're playing against the Chargers and not against the Ravens like last week. But what's it been like to play for Coach Gilden? Just give us an idea of what he's like as a football coach as opposed to as an outside linebacker.
But, you know, coming into the school, my first workout session, he was real, like, laid back. And he was real calm. And then when we went up to Penn State and our first chance to go up against some competition, and it was like the linebacker came out of him. He just started snapping on us. And, you know, he showed the coaching staff.
The fire. You saw some of the fire. You saw old 90, number 92 go on the chest again. And
yes, I did.
The Superman cape come on.
You know, we've had competitions before, like in a weight room and things like that. I've beat him in a couple bench press competitions.
You're going to pay for that tomorrow. You know that. That's all right. You got your shot in. But, Eric, how about some of the schools looking at you real quick? And Coach, where do you think he can play?
Well, I think he can play. Definitely he's a D1 quarterback. Anybody out there, give me a call. I'll send you the tape. He, like I say, he make all the throws. Right now, if I had the choice where to send him, you take your pick. And every Saturday night, you're going to see a team who needs a quarterback. And like I say, if they give him my number, I got one for him.
Yeah, you got a big one for him. Thanks so much for Eric Taylor for joining us. Eric Taylor, Jake Sauter, Thaddeus Benson, Vishon Graham, the four Cardinal Ward North Catholic senior captains. Thanks so much for joining us here on Monday Night Lights on Trib Live Radio, along with Coach Jason Gilden, and wish the Trojans best on Friday night against Avonworth in a big conference game. Last year, it decided who got to play in Heinz Field for the WPL Championship. This year, it could decide the conference title. Want to have a couple words here at the end of the show. Want to talk about big games. You want to talk about inventions. Let's go back to a good 10, 15 years ago. North Catholic had lost in the regular season 35-7 to Seton LaSalle, one of the best games I've ever covered. North Catholic back then played against Bruce Gradkowski, a guy you might recognize as the Steelers' backup quarterback. He set a WPIL 10-game record for passing with 2,976 yards. and had a fantastic performance there, 17-31 for 224 yards. But North Catholic answered with the star of its own, and I'd be remiss not to mention him, my friend Marty Nishadka, who rushed for 248 yards on 48 carries and helped North Catholic go send that game into overtime, where Adam Ravenstahl kicked a 20-yard field goal for the victory. He's the younger brother of former mayor Luke Ravenstahl, North Catholic, and one of the best games I've ever covered, a 31-28 overtime victory. Want to dedicate this show to my father. It would have been his 81st birthday today. He's been gone for 17 years, but he's the guy who taught me to love everything about high school football, and I hope I bring that passion to this show and to the way we cover high school football with Trib Total Media. Follow us on Twitter at @KGorman_Trib. Follow us on the iPreps blog at blog.triblive.com/iPreps. Follow us every Friday here on Trib Live Radio from 2 to 3 p.m. with the Kevin Gorman Show. And join us 2 weeks from now again here on Monday Night Lights. Thanks to everyone here at the Sports Grill in Cranberry for their host. And let's see how the Steelers do on Monday Night Football. Thanks so much, Cardinal World, North Catholic Trojans. It's Monday Night Football, Monday Night Lights on Trib Live Radio.